Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to Supergirl Talk. I'm your host, Hitchy Saradia, and welcome back. We will be talking about Welcome to Earth, this episode 3 on the season 2 of Supergirl that aired on October 24th. Oh, sorry. I'm yawning. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. Yeah, it aired on October 24th, so we are taking up to our podcast, but don't worry. We will do it in no time. So let's talk about Welcome to Earth on this season 2, episode 3 of Supergirl. Our number is 646-668-2311. Again, the number is 646-668-2311. This is Supergirl Talk. Let's see, our first caller is from the area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. Big fan of Supergirl. What's up?
Welcome to Earth, sir.
Yeah, no problem. I came from my home planet, Krypton. Wow, it was a great episode.
Or Mars.
Or, yeah, from Mars, too. Wow. What a cool episode. The opening scene, oh, my God, it shows Mon-El after he grabbed Kara's neck and he starts escaping the DEO. That was awesome.
Yeah. I love how the show just continues from the end of the last week's episode.
Me too. I mean,
didn't waste any time. They just went straight for the chokehold.
Yeah. And then, oh my gosh, at the very end, Miss freaking Martian. Oh my God.
Yes.
That was awesome.
A lot of people online are saying maybe too soon, but I think no way. Why wait?
But here's the thing. I know we can't talk about the next episode with Willette, but
yeah.
No, I can't say it. But I thought it was cool. And now with Wonder Woman, President Wonder Woman, oh, my God, she should be our president.
Oh, my God.
Not Donald Trump.
That was another thing. Did you get that Easter egg about you should see my other jet, meaning the invisible jet?
Oh, yeah. From Wonder Woman?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then
oh my
President
God.
Wonder Woman.
That was really great. But you know what? The one thing that you know, I love Linda Carter. Please take this as just a fan. But whenever she talked, it sounded like a grandma.
It does, kind of.
Right? Go back.
Yeah.
Go back and watch her. I mean, you know, she is old. Oh, my gosh, she sounds like a granny because she's right there.
She is.
I'm like, oh, my gosh.
She does. I think she's probably does have great kids. But still, after seeing that episode and what's going on now, she needs to be the president. I don't want Donald Trump. I mean, how shocked were you that Donald Trump won?
Yeah, I got to admit, I was very shocked. I'm still in shock. It's like I'm in the nightmare.
I know.
It's like
Lex
Luthor won presidency.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, that's the only way you got to accept it. Lex Luthor's in office now.
Yeah, that's so funny to say that. But yeah, Lex Luthor is president, and then Superman is going to try and kill the president.
All right, let me read the quick synopsis on this episode that we're going to be talking about. The alien man escaped the DEO. President Olivia,
I think he's cool
Mars
so far.
Recognizing the aliens, she is attacked by an unknown alien with the power to shoot fiery energy, believed to be the escapee. Alex encounters police detective Maggie Sawyer at the crime scene, who takes her to a secret bar hosting aliens. They track their target, and Wynn discovers that the man is from Daxam, Krypton's nearby sister planet. Kara defeats Daxam Mite and locks him in the DEO. She refuses to do anything for the Daxam Mite, being hostile towards him because of her racial views of Daxam Mites and the feud between Kryptonians and Daxam Mites. Olivia is attacked again. The assailant is revealed to be a woman, Scorch, who is defeated by Kara, Alex, and Maggie. Kara releases the Daxamite, who introduces himself as Monel. His name is Monel, yes. She tells him that Daxam's population was annihilated, and Daxam is a wasted due to Krypton's destruction. Oliver reveals to Fourth Wall that she is also an alien. Meanwhile, Snapper undermines James' authority, asking her to interview Luna, who reveals the L-Corp has invented an alien detection device. Snapper rejects Kara's first version of article for Bias Tone. She decides to put her personal emotions in order, to the side in order to be a successful reporter. Forces Snapper to stay out of his area. In the bar, Punk encounters Megan Moores, a female green Martian from Mars. And let's talk about that. The first encounter between John Jones and Megan. How cool is that? It looked like almost.
It was awesome.
Like watching the Justice League Unlimited show. Now that we have.
Yeah,
Megan,
it was. I thought it was
awesome.
Even
Young
and Justice. Then it was. Yeah, I thought it was so cool to see that, and I think Miss Martian is so cool and awesome, and I just thought the way they ended it, I go, are you kidding me? And then
I was like, bring it on. I love how these new shows, they don't make you wait like Smallville, like 10 years.
No,
they show
no
you right away.
Yeah, why couldn't Smallville do that? I mean, especially with Tyler Hoechlin's Superman, why couldn't Smallville do that? I mean, they had those back and forth episodes a lot, and Chloe got on our nerves.
Oh yeah. Instead they did. Remember that Jimmy Olsen / James Bond? The whole episode.
Yeah, that
was weird.
That was
and
some
was
of the music
really
they played, and like. Some of the music they played in the episode was weird, and but still, Smallville had its time. Like, there are times when I bring it out and I decide to watch some old classic episodes. It's hard to stay with it because there are those scenes where you just get bored of. Just the way DC is doing now, it's just so amazing. I mean,
so
unbelievable.
So real. It's all coming together. I agree. All right, Matt, give us your favorite scene in this week's episode. Welcome
I'd
to
have to
Earth.
Say the opening scene where Mon-El is grabbing on Kara and nearly choked her to death, and when he's trying to find a way to get home, that scene was interesting. And then, of course, President Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, and I did like alien bar scene. And no question, the ending with Ms. Martian, when she goes, I'm the last daughter of Mars.
Yeah, that's got to be my first favorite,
But
aside from that, you also mentioned my second favorite, which is the scene where Supergirl is saving the president. I mean, come on. We have Linda Carter playing the president in Supergirl. So now we have Wonder Woman and Supergirl in the same show. How cool is that? Do you think we'll see more of the president in this season?
I hope so. I hope so, because that'd be awesome.
I hope so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that'd be very awesome.
I hope they
I would love to see her involved. Yeah, but then it turns out at the very end of the episode, she turns out to be an alien as well.
Yeah.
As you can tell by her eyes.
Right?
Yeah, at the very end of the episode.
Who do you think she'll be?
I don't know. Maybe Wonder Woman.
Have you read anywhere
herself?
Online?
No, I got to look that up tomorrow. But, man, it was so good. Supergirl doesn't stop every week. I cannot wait for Cyborg Superman in tomorrow night's episode. It's going to be awesome.
That's going to be awesome. I know Supergirl is definitely doing well. I'm kind of happy also that Superman is not in the episode because, come on, it's really her show. Superman,
it's her show.
Definitely, I love this version of Superman. And like Matt said yesterday, he definitely should have his own show as well. I just don't know why they haven't announced that yet. That's just insane. But I'm glad Superman is gone from Supergirl because it is her show, and if he's on it so many times, then it just becomes the Superman show starring Supergirl. So it's definitely great that she's back in the center picture of all things, which is Danger. Now let's talk about Lena. What do you think Lena's up her sleeves other than that device that detects aliens, Matt? What do you think else is Lena not showing the audience? Her bad side.
I don't exactly know, but I think it was it's in the next episode when we all find out that Star Labs is her and Lex's mom. She could be working with Cadmus Labs.
Dude, I wanna ask you, since we're talking about Lena. We know Lena is an adopted Lex Luthor daughter, right? So we already have Lena, and now Tess Mercer. Who do you think will be the worst, you know, and when I say worst, like the worst villain, like badass villain, do you think Tess will keep her crown, or do you think Lena will rise to the occasion and knock off Tess Mercer?
I think Lena's going to rise to the occasion because I like Lena a lot better than Tess. Because Tess always bothered me every now and then. Tess was annoying.
Tess was annoying,
annoying.
It took me a long time to get used to her. I think I started to like her when she started to turn good.
Yeah, me too. Like, when she started to turn good.
But she was annoying at first.
Yeah.
Kind of like a cheap Luther ripoff.
No, like, she just wanted to pick up after Lex's footsteps, and she was so into Clark and all the season, and she found out about the Kryptonian orb and unleashing Zod. Then she got with Zod, and I thought that was weird when she was with Zod.
And remember when she got with the that was weird.
Yeah,
and then
like
when Lois Lane got with the Green Arrow,
Lois Lane got with Oliver in season 6. Yeah. And then they didn't wait for her.
That was weird.
Yeah,
all right,
some parts with
Tess. Do you think Stafford has learned his lesson from James Olsen now that James has finally put his foot down and say, I'm the boss? Do you think he'll continue that strong hand?
Yeah. Well, no, I hope not, because this guy's a jerk at the at Catco.
Yeah.
I'm glad Jimmy is the boss. Yeah, and then I think it was in this episode he told Wynn to help him make a suit, and he goes, I'm so sick and tired of seeing my friends save people.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting how this all unfolds in the next episode. Matt, we're going to wrap up this show. Thank you so much for giving us your input on Supergirl every week. Give us a good shout-out as we wrap up the show.
I love this Supergirl. It's awesome. It's a great series. And I cannot wait for tomorrow night's new episode. All right, guys. See you on the next podcast. Which one's next?
All right. Thank you, Matt, for calling in. The next podcast we're doing is The Flash Talk. If you're a fan of The Flash, join us over at Flash Talk Podcast. Have a good night, everybody.